Kind of a couple of observations. Dr. Rowley, thank you for your comments, and also thank you for accepting responsibility and accountability there in terms of needing to address one area, which is obviously the financial aid piece, and then and also Regent Lewis, your comments on culture. I would just add this to the mix. If we're going to change, if we want to talk about changing culture, it's going to start here. And just anybody in the room, you can't wait me out. I'll wait you out. So that's the first attitude. The first attitude that's got to change is we are not going to be waited out. We will move people along if they think they can wait us out. And we'll find a way to do that if we have to bring other people in here to help us. Now, what I would rather do instead is I'd like to ask people to cooperate, because everyone has the opportunity to benefit from what this great organization has to offer. But in terms of culture change, if we're going to have culture change, maybe it is, you know, obviously Dr. Rowley and his crew are responsible for running the university, but that doesn't mean that we as regents can't go out and visit every single academic department. It doesn't mean that we cannot have department heads give us briefings on what's going on in their department, and so that we are showing an interest. It doesn't mean that we can't go out and also sit down and talk to students and listen to them, because if we want something changed, we need to model the behavior right here. And so we get out and we start doing the behavior that we expect others to have. And I will tell you this, it will be tiring. You know, Dr. Rowley, I know you've been here for a while, and I know you've been doing the Lord's work. And I know that it pushes up on you sometimes, and I know that you had probably, as we talked last week, what was arguably maybe the worst month of your life as an educator. And I can appreciate that sentiment and know it's there. And I know that you're committed to working around that and coming up with better solutions, but you need all of us to be on board with you. So I would just say this, we'll be on board. And we're coming to play ball. If you want to have a new day, we need everybody in the room here to declare they're going to have a new day with us. We need everybody sitting up there to say, we're all in. We're going to play. And so that's where we start the new day. And all we have to do is a little bit. And if everybody contributes, like the story with the starfish, you know, the guy walking along the beach that threw the starfish back in the water, and there were all kinds laying on the beach, and the person said, well, why'd you throw that one back? Why'd you put him back in the water? It's not going to make any difference. He said, well, it made a difference to that one. So every time we look at a student, there's the students and their families are our customers. We need to be responsive. By the way, the customer is not always right. Okay? The customer does always have an opinion, but the customer is not always right. The customer is right quite often, and the customer does have their impression of that, but the customer is not always right. We have this mutually beneficial exchange that needs to go on, because as students, they're also growing. You don't know as much about life as we do. You have another aspect of life that you do take where you're coming from, try to understand where the students are coming, and try to relate to that. But also, there's this other mutual thing that, you know, we didn't get old by not doing anything. You know, I mean, there's a certain amount of stuff that we had to do to get old. And we've all had some opportunities, and we've all had some issues that we've had to go through too. Some of them very beneficial to us, some of them very challenging, very personal, could be very negative, and we've had to overcome those. So it's not a matter of just sitting here and being the regent. I mean, I'm not even sure that, you know, that's good. I don't feel like the honorable anything. I'm just here to work. And I hope that we can all jump on board and say, we're here to work, and let's see what we can do. And I'll say one final thing on TSU. TSU has a brand, I'm into branding, right? If we want our brand to be good, we've all got to speak positively on our brand. You know, I've been involved in labor upset and whatnot. One thing I've seen, even though I've seen labor organizations get set, I've never seen the United Auto Workers run down Ford. They do not run down their product. They may be upset with their man, but they never run down their product. All of this information that has come out that has been very positive in terms of the issues that have been brought to light, very good. But also, these issues that have been brought to light, we've damaged our brand, people. Right, when we damage our brand, we may be losing 10, 15, 20% of our applicants for next year. We damaged our brand. right? We may have, when we have statements go on like that, and now people go out to apply for jobs, and when someone looks at them and they said, I come from TSU, and someone looks at them and will say, maybe we should offer you 10 or 20% less, because we damaged our brand. Right? And the first people that damaged the brand are the folks in this room, because we didn't do what we were supposed to do somehow or another, or didn't communicate it effectively. So we've got to stop damaging the brand. Business literacy is this: you got to take in more than you spend to stay fit. When my father had 7 kids, I was the oldest. When I was born, my father ran out of money a lot of times before I was born. He said when he had his first kid that he would never run out of money again before the end of the month. He would go without before he ran out of money. In my family, we call that having more money than month. When you got more month than money, you eat a lot of ramen. Okay? So we need to try to have more money than month. More money than month, on a simple definition here, 15 hours. If we're averaging less than 15 hours a student, we're not in the black. If we're not in the black, we can't give raises. You want to know why you haven't gotten a raise? We're not in the black. We're in the red. We got to break. If people are averaging 12 hours, that's break even. You got to get to 15 hours on average to be in the black, so we can give people raises, right? We have money coming in, and so if we're not there, it's very simple economics, which we're all looking at. So if we're not finding systems and putting them in place to encourage the financial aid conversation, how are we going to get people to 15 hours if they don't have money? That's why I think that's so important today. We got it, and also we just have to put something in place to support people being able to sustain and hold out, if possible, for 15 hours. If we can get everybody to 15 hours, we're operating in the black. Staff around here will have an opportunity to see a little money. You haven't seen money in a minute. If we ain't over 15 hours, I'm not fully versed in this yet. I always ask for simple break-even metrics. 15 hours is kind of a break-even metric. Did I understand that the other day correctly? Okay. If we ain't at 15 hours, don't ask for a raise. You can't get one. It ain't there. If you're playing that game. Now, once you know we have 15 hours, you ought to be smiling and say, what's up? Let's talk different here. But we got to get to 15 hours. And in order to get to 15 hours, we got to respect our customers. We got to respect each other. We've got to change the culture. But welcome it yourself. Change it yourself. Be part of it. Don't point. Be part of it. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I stand corrected. Thank you.